SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden facing some sharp criticism over his threat to stop sending certain weapons to Israel if the Israelis send troops into Rafah.
The president's ultimatum was not well received by Israel, including from former ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren.
Potentially disastrous, extremely dangerous. Unfair.
But at the White House, National Security Spokesman John Kirby insisted on continued support from the U.S.
The arguments that somehow we're walking away from Israel fly in the face of the facts.
Meanwhile, more than two dozen House Democrats sent the White House a letter criticizing the Biden administration's withholding of weapon shipments to Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And a major contradiction from the administration today. Secretary of State Antony Blinken delivering some of the strongest public criticism yet of Israel. He claims Israeli tactics in Gaza have meant a, quote, horrible loss of life of innocent victims and civilians and failed to neutralize Hamas leaders. Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court's longest-serving justice has some harsh comments about the decline of civility in Washington.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas tells attendees at a judicial conference that he and his wife have faced, quote, nastiness and lies, end quote, over the last several years, calling Washington, D.C. a hideous place. Justice Thomas was the closing speaker at the 11th Circuit Judicial Conference in Alabama.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Near Cleveland late last night, a rookie cop was ambushed and killed. Police are still searching for the gunman. This is SRN News. Transgenderism invading the world of darts?
Dita Hedman is a female darts champion from England, and she recently opted to forfeit a match at the Denmark Open rather than compete against a man who is living as a woman. In a social media post, Hedman says she doesn't care what people do in their personal life, but, quote, I don't think biological born men should compete in women's sport. Leagues of all kinds are being forced to grapple with the issue of males intruding on female competitions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge dismissing a suit by a woman in Maine who accused school officials of encouraging her teenage daughter to live as a boy without consulting her. Mother says a school counselor gave her 13-year-old a chest binder and officials were calling her by a new name. Judge said the suit failed to establish any legal claims for liability. Meanwhile, the mother now is homeschooling her daughter. This is SRN News. The first recipient of a genetically modified pig kidney transplant has died 2 months after undergoing that procedure.
Rick Slayman underwent the procedure at Massachusetts General Hospital in March, and the hospital's transplant team says it's deeply saddened by Slayman's passing, and they offered condolences to his family. They say there's no indication he died as a result of the transplant. Slayman's family thanked his doctors, saying their efforts gave them 7 more weeks with him. They say their memories from that time will remain in their minds and hearts. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Largest labor union in Nevada ending a planned 48-hour strike meant to pressure Virgin Hotels Las Vegas to agree to a 5-year contract on wages and benefits. It's hoping that talks set to resume on Tuesday will likely lead to a new 5-year deal. More details at srnnews.com.